If you want to find out exactly what Taiwanese food is like, try Taste of Taiwan. It's happening this weekend at the Duluth Festival Center. They'll, of course, have lots of Taiwanese food for you to try. And in addition to, you know, many restaurants coming in, bringing their food, they'll have some chefs right there, several Taiwanese chefs who will be showing you how to prepare the food and all of that. So it really is a great learning experience. They're also bringing in food from a lot of other cultures as well that you can try out.
So it's a little United Nations of world cuisine.
Yeah, it really is. They're planning to have some Greek food, Japanese food, Italian food, Korean, Vietnamese, Chinese. So really, you can take a little trip all around the globe just by going to Duluth this weekend.
But I have a feeling you'd really be cheating yourself if you didn't at least try one or two Taiwanese dishes.
Yeah, that's true. And who knows, they might have those squid buns there.
Or that sea salt latte.
Yeah, and in addition to all the food, they'll have live entertainment there. They'll have dancers. They'll have musicians. And that's happening on Saturday. Starts at 11 a.m. and goes till 6 p.m. That's at the Duluth Festival Center in downtown Duluth.
To the northwest of Atlanta, the city of Marietta is choosing to wrap up the traditional summer season with art.
Yeah, that's right. Marietta's Art in the Park happens every Labor Day weekend. This has been going on for many, many years, since about 1986. They bring in about 400 artists from all over, so this is a pretty big, sprawling event. Lots of art of all types you'll see here. But I think the really interesting part of Art in the Park now, they've been doing this chalk spot, is what they call it, and it's chalk art. They bring in these artists that register in advance, and they come and draw on the sidewalks with chalk. Drawing on sidewalks, you think about, you know, maybe hopscotch or, you know, just little doodles or whatever.
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, they do some really incredible art on these sidewalks. It will blow you away. It really will. And again, Marietta's Art in the Park actually begins on Saturday and runs through Labor Day. So if you're looking for something to do on Labor Day, this is a great opportunity.
As far as music goes this coming weekend, I understand we're being invaded by an indie group from Dallas.
The Polyphonic Spree, and they're a little different from most of the indie rock groups you may have heard of. They're really more like a choral group. You'll often see them in choir robes. It doesn't have like a definite number of members. It sort of changes, but you know, it could be about 20 people on stage. And it's led by one guy named Tim DeLauder. He used to be in a band called Tripping Daisy many years ago, and then he formed Polyphonic Spree. And they've been going strong for almost 15 years now. Some of the band's latest work, they released an album of songs from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and then they also did a studio album of their own work called Yes, It's True. You may be familiar with some of their music. They've been used in many commercials, including a Volkswagen commercial. It really is a sound unlike any other. They take, you know, your typical sort of indie rock sound, but then they really pump it up with these massed vocals.
And this is taking place at a space at the Center Stage Complex.
They'll be playing at the Loft on Saturday, and the show starts at 9. In advance, the tickets are $18. Day of show, they'll be $20.